perception from the outside looking in was that when you traded Boykin, it was because Jacory was going to step into that role. Is that fair to say, or is that not accurate?
That's completely hearsay, I think. We don't know. We're in an evaluation process right now. You don't know who's going to be where or what's going to happen. So, no, I think that would be a complete projection. We don't know who's going to play right now. So
that was going to be my next question. Yeah. Do you feel like you're getting a grasp as to who you're outside of Maxwell and Carroll, I guess, on the outside? Are you getting a good feeling of a depth chart there?
I think it'll start. Once we start getting through these games, I think it'll start to even out. But right now, every time we go out there, guys are rolling through. So everybody's getting reps with the ones. Everybody's playing with the twos. And they know that every single day that they come in there. I put the depth chart up every day, and every day it changes. So they know that. And then, obviously, that's why we play these preseason games and why we do this, so that you can see them play live against a tackle. Obviously, the only thing we haven't done is tackle.
Yeah.
So watch them tackle, and then we'll make that decision as we get closer to Atlanta.
Rice and Evans, what have you seen from them so far?
I like both of them.
Yeah.
Both, I think, all the work that we did in the OTAs, and I think they both picked up when we started training camp over again. They both started right where we left off, so they're both getting better. And those rookies, a lot of times it takes them, and they both are good athletes, skilled. And then the defense and the everything that happens inside the scheme, then that's the part that they got to get used to. So I think now that we've practiced, that's 12, right? It's 12 today. Plus all the OTAs, every time that they're on the field and they get more exposure, it starts getting a little bit slower for them, slows down so that they can play at a better, play with better technique and all that. So they're getting better. I like it. We'll see how it unfolds.
What have you seen from Earl Wolf in terms of his ability to come up on the line and do man coverage? Has he done any of that for you guys?
I think he's only practiced like 5 times, so he's hurt. And then he was not here in the spring, so he's the one guy that didn't get all the technique emphasis and all the work that we did in the spring. So came out, I thought he was getting better every day. He basically started from zero in training camp because we had 3 months of work in the spring, so we had to start over. But he was progressing, and obviously now he's down right now trying to get that knee figured out, so we'll let him. Obviously we got to get him back. He's got to get healthy.
Coach, when you hear guys like Malcolm Jenkins and Nolan Carroll speak to you in such high regard, how does that make you feel?
That's what they brought me here to do, I think. I'm honored when they say that. I'll be honored when it shows up on the field on Monday night in Atlanta, and we're getting some stuff done. But I'm fortunate. I got a great group of guys. Maxwell, Malcolm, Nolan, the young guys that we've brought in. I mean, they're professional kids. They get it. So I'm blessed that way. It makes it a lot easier when you got guys that want to come in every day, find a way to get better, and buy into this entire culture in this building. It makes it nice.
And they have to buy into what you're saying. Is that the first thing you got to get done? Is just have kind of what you sell, they receive, and they buy in right away?
Yeah, I think that'd be fair with any profession. If you're doing anything and you're trying to sell whatever it's selling, in my case, I'm trying to sell technique and effort. If you can't sell them on it, it's not going to work. We're not going to buy in. So, like I said, I think the biggest thing for me in our room has been the type of guys that we have in the room, the type of guys that Chip has brought in, and Ed, and what they've they put this roster together and got a bunch of good guys. So it's been awesome to be a part of it.
What's your approach just in teaching defensive in the secondary specifically?
Teach and demand. That's it.
Explain.
Tell them what to do and then demand that they do it. That's it. Teach and demand.
And if they don't, what's the recourse?
Then you need to demand more, or they're not going to play.
Right.
So that's it.
Coach,
pretty simple.
Where do your coaching philosophies come from? Has there been anyone in particular who has really influenced you?
I've been around a lot of great guys, good coaches. I think as you get the opportunity to be around different coaches, then you start to form your own, and it's stuff that I've kind of sunk my teeth into over the years and kind of settled on that here the last couple. But I've been influenced by a lot of people. Been fortunate to be around a lot of good guys. And then, some of it comes from my short time being here and the stuff that I've learned from Chip and what we're doing as far as the teaching process goes. So it's a blend of being here in Philadelphia at the same time. So
is the skill set you need to be a safety and be a cornerback in this league sort of melded in almost the same thing over the last few years? It just seems like there's more interchangeability than there used to be, and not as much of a demarcation between those two positions. Is that accurate?
Probably a little bit. I mean, the biggest difference in the league now is that there's three wide receivers on the field all the time. So when you got three wide receivers, you need to play with obviously different people on defense. So, I mean, there's obviously different things that happen at the position. There's a lot more gymnastics that go on with the safeties because they got to make the calls. But as far as a mindset, I don't think the mindset's any different from a corner or safety. You got to be able to get lined up, play fast, and still operate at a high level in this league. So I wouldn't say that. I mean, you hear the discussion about guy can't play corner, he can't play nickel. Obviously, you want to put the best guys in the field. You want to have your best athletes, and whatever you decide for those to be, then whether it's a safety or a corner, you got to put those guys out there, you know. So Malcolm Jenkins could play corner. He could play safety. He played nickel for us. We'll make that decision when we get down the road. But good players, and they all got the right mindset. So
with the way offenses have evolved, like you said, has your teaching of the position changed? Have you had to emphasize anything differently?
No. Just get more reps with your guys on the field. But I think teaching is teaching. There's only so many coverages you can play. We all play the same ones, different names. But the techniques that I teach, I mean, the same techniques that we've been teaching from New England to Cleveland to Jacksonville, Denver, only play so much ball. You know, we used to term all the time, this game's pretty easy, but coaches sometimes screw it up, make it difficult because we want to do too much. But technique from my standpoint is, it's the same whatever. I mean, it's not the same by every call, but you play man, you play quarters, you play cloud, play cover three. Now, we got a bunch of defense, but it's one of those, which is only like five or six things. So.